All right, ladies, so we are going to get started. This call is now being recorded. First of all, I just want to say, oh, my God, this is so amazing. I am so excited for tonight's call. I'm so excited for the fact that it's a Saturday night at 10 o'clock, and we're on the phone. Like, do you realize where we could be right now?
Yes.
Do you realize where we used to be on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock? And a couple weeks ago, I also want to just do one more housekeeping. I am not going to mute you guys out. I want this to be an open call. If I say something, you guys want to stop me. I just want this to be a totally open call. So I hope that you guys are in a quiet space or in a controlled space so we won't have to mute anybody out. And if you feel as though that your environment may not be quiet during the whole time, if you could just push *6, you will mute yourself out individually. But otherwise, I want to keep the call purely open. So 2 weeks ago, I was sitting in my bathtub, and I had just remembered. It just hit me, like, out of nowhere, the Saturday nights that I used to have that I wasn't so excited to be by myself or it just to be, you know, me and my husband. It wasn't me going out to the clubs and drinking and having a good time and doing all that stuff. And I thought, and my life has changed so much from my regular Saturday nights. And I thought about all the women that are making that transition, that are in that space where they're tired, just tired of playing small, tired of going out every single weekend to the same club. Everybody knows your name. You know everybody's name. And just talking to the same people about the same stuff over and over and over again. And I remember that so well because that was me. I used to go to this club that was right up the street from my house, and it was a neighborhood club. And every single weekend I could tell you who was going to be there, where they were going to be sitting at, just everything. And I knew that the guy was calling me to do something, and I wasn't crystal clear exactly what it was, but I just knew that it wasn't that anymore. But even after having that feeling, I still continued to go because I didn't want to be by myself. So two Saturdays ago, when I sat in my bathtub, I was just reminded of that space that I was in and just thinking about the women that are in that space right now making that transition. And I wanted to create a space for us to come each and every Saturday night and just show up for ourselves and show up for the world and show up for God, most importantly. So that is why I created this call that I am so super excited about. And I just want to briefly introduce myself because I realize there are people, women on the line tonight that I have never met before. So just briefly, really quick, because I know that you guys were invited to the call, so you may know a little bit about me. But anyway, so I grew up the youngest of four. I have a sister and two brothers and my mom, single mom. And I was often called stupid and dumb and often told to shut up. I didn't know what I was talking about and to go sit down. So you could just imagine hearing that over and over and over again. Eventually, what you hear, you start to believe, whether it be good or bad. You start to believe it. So I failed the ninth grade 3 times because I believed I was stupid, and I acted accordingly and failed the ninth grade 3 times. I finally, the third year, I quit. I was like, this is not for me. Quit school 2 years later, got pregnant, got on welfare, and it was rough during those years. It was pretty rough. I didn't know who I was. I didn't like myself and just so many other things. Fast forward to now, I am now a life coach, a speaker, and an author. And you could just imagine the turmoil that went on during the time of my transition of being called stupid for so long, but yet my very gift that God is using me for is to speak when I was always told to shut up. So I had to go through a whole lot of transition to actually get to the place where I can open my mouth and feel, really believe that I had something worthy to say. So that is where we are as of today. And I would like to actually set the intention for this call. I know today is Saturday. Today is a day that a lot of us have ran errands and been here to there, washed clothes, cleaned the house, and did whatever we had to do. Some of us had to go to work, whatever it is. But I just want us to be still in this moment. Just to be still in this moment and just be present. Get present to the fact that it's Saturday night and you are listening on a call with other uncommon women gathering here to become present of ourselves, to answer the call on our life, and to finally stop playing small. Just to that has been my theme. No more playing small, Angel. No more playing small. And that is my intention and that is my wish for each and every woman here on this call tonight. So I want us to take 3 deep breaths. If you've taken any of my classes before, you know I just like to just take a deep breath. Sometimes we breathe so shallow and our breath is so fast and we're just going and going and going and we don't sit down to finally take a breath. Take your second breath in. And on this last breath, I literally want you to envision, when you inhale, I want you to envision that you're inhaling confidence, that you are inhaling your power, you are inhaling your gifts and your talents and all the love from your family members, from your friends. You are just inhaling all the goodness of this earth. And when you breathe out, you're breathing out everything that doesn't serve you any longer. Anything that does not serve you any longer, as you breathe out, I want you to think, it's all gone. Insecurities, jealousy, and all, it's just gone. It's coming out of your body. It has no place anymore in your body. It has no place. God is calling you to do something amazing, and there's no time to play small anymore. All right, ladies, I hope our intention is set and our intention is clear and we are open and ready to receive. I am so excited. The topic of tonight's call is going to be, if you guys have your pen and your journal, I want you guys to take notes. If you are in a space and you really don't feel like taking notes, I get that too, and that's okay. Just be here. Just be present in this moment. You will get the recording. So if you don't want to take any notes, just be present. Just be present. So tonight's topic, we're going to talk about how to prepare for what you have been praying for. A lot of us pray, God, I want some more money. God, I need some more clients. God, I need the confidence. God, I need this. My car is broke. I need the money to pay my bills. God, I need. How do we actually prepare for what we have been asking for is going to be the topic of tonight. And I want to get into, I have 4 points to share with you. We are going to, this is only going to be a 30-minute call, and I'm going to do my best to get you guys off of here and on with your Saturday night. I have 4 points to share with you. But before I actually get into the points, I want to just share that the fact that we are in the season of autumn right now, and the atmosphere is changing, and we can literally jump in and take advantage of the fact that the leaves are falling off of the tree, that the colors of the leaves are changing, the air is getting brisk, and it's getting a little chilly outside, and the sun isn't out as long. Like, we can, there is a shift that's literally happening in the atmosphere that we can jump into and take advantage of it. And fall is one of my favorite seasons because it's just the perfect hair day, the perfect makeup weather. It's just everything. I love it. You get to layer up and be cute in your clothes. And so preparing for fall, the leaves are falling off of the trees to be naked for the winter, all to come back in the summer. So I want you to think about, as the leaves, as this fall season is coming, what is it that needs to fall out of your life? What is it that needs to fall out of your life so you can receive what you have been praying for? Whether it be clothes, shoes, makeup, bags, what is it that needs to fall off? Insecurity, what is it that needs to fall off? Judgment, criticism about yourself, what is it that needs to fall off? Is it extra pounds on you that you want to release? What is it on you that needs to fall off? Pay attention to those things, because we all have something that we can release and that we can let go of and that God is dealing with us on some level, that we can have, that we can jump into this fall season and take advantage of it and be like the trees and just let it fall. We've been carrying it for so long. It's literally weighing us down. Why we're still carrying it, I don't know, but not anymore. It's the fall season. We're going to let this fall by the wayside. So my first point for this evening, for how to prepare for what you have been praying for, number one, is to get clear on what you want. You would be amazed at how many women and men that I get the opportunity to speak to, and I say to them, well, what is it that you want? And they just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, I just want a better life. I just want a better life. I want a husband, or I want a house, or I want some more money. That's not clear enough. That is not clear enough. How much money do you want? Not just you want more, how much more money do you want? Be specific. Is it $2,000 a week? Is it $3,000? Like, how much money do you want to generate? Get clear on what it is that you want. If it's not finances, whatever it is, there's a part of us that can be dissatisfied in a way with life, but yet we just say, I just want it to be better. Well, what does better look like? Get clear on what it is that you want. That is number one. Number two is so important. So important. Number two is, do you believe you can have what you're praying about? Do you even believe that you can have what you're praying about? I remember years ago, living in my apartment, we just moved into our first home, just November, we're coming up on a year, and I just remember years ago just praying, just drive. I used to clean houses for a living, actually, so I would be in the homes, cleaning the homes, and like, man, what do they do to make this kind of money? How do people live like this? Oh, my goodness, and just driving through neighborhoods of beautiful homes and praying, like, God, I don't want to live in an apartment forever. God, I want to be a homeowner. I want to do better. I want to be able to provide for my children more than I am right now. And I had to realize that although I was asking for it, I really didn't believe that it was possible. Not that it wasn't possible at all. It was possible for those other people that I was cleaning their house. It was possible for them, but I didn't believe that it was possible for me. So do you even believe that you can have the very thing that you are praying about? And if you do not believe it, what your clarity is on the better life, say if it's a husband, you want a husband, do you really believe that you can attract a good man? Or do you believe because you've been through the ringer with all these other men that this is just the kind of man that now you're going to get? Maybe you've got kids by somebody else and you think they're not going to accept my children. A good man isn't going to accept my children. Like, what is it? What is your belief system around the thing that you're praying about, around the thing that you are praying for? Do you actually believe it? And if you do not believe it, the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. And if there is any area in your life, I'm telling you guys, this is one of my tools that I have used and continue to use over and over and over again. Whatever area that it is that I'm praying for in my life, and if I'm shaky about it, like, yeah, she could have it, but I couldn't have it, I read, I listen to audio, I'm listening to my pastor's sermons over and over and over again because the scripture says that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. So if there is an area where you are lacking belief, you need to plug in to some audio programs, to some books in that specific area. I will never forget this when Joyce Meyer said this years ago. She said, if you have, I'm paraphrasing, this isn't how she said it verbatim, but she basically said, if you have a nasty attitude, praying about your finances to increase or praying for more money in your business is not the move that you need to be focusing on right now. You need to focus on the attitude. So focus, excuse me, focus on the area of your life that needs the most belief. If you don't believe that you can earn more money, that's what you need to be focusing on, studying in that area to build your faith in that area. The third thing, and this is one of my favorite things. You guys know I love to cut and paste stuff. This is my favorite, favorite thing. Number three is to make a picture goal sheet. A picture goal sheet is simply, it's kind of like a vision board, but it's not. It's something that I use in my binder. So it's on an 8x11 piece of paper, and it's called a picture goal sheet. So at the top of my paper, whatever it is that I'm believing for, I find it in the magazine, and I cut it out, and I paste it at the top of my piece of paper. And then underneath of it, I write down, what are the steps that I need to take in order to accomplish this? And then I set a date. And the date is for me. It's ultimately on God's timing. Trust and believe. It could come the very next day. It could come in 5 years. But that date is important just to keep yourself on track. So making a picture goal sheet and write out the steps that you need to take in order to make that goal a reality. Our mind thinks in pictures. If I say to you right now, blue Corvette or red Corvette, you're not spelling that out in your mind. Your mind just pictured a blue Corvette or a red Corvette. So whatever it is that your goal is, whatever it is that you're praying for, find it in a magazine, paste it on an 8x11 sheet of paper, and underneath of that, write out the things that you need to do in order to make that goal a reality. I'm telling you guys, It sounds so simple, but my God, it's so powerful if we just take the time to actually do these things. It's so, so, so powerful. And the fourth thing, and if you guys don't know anything about vision boards, please go to my YouTube channel and watch the vision board video that I put up, I believe, at the beginning of this year. The last point, number four, is to create a system to handle and manage what you've been praying for. Create a system to manage and handle what you have been praying for. So if you've been praying for more money, if you've been praying for a man, if you've been praying for a better position on your job, you need to create a system within your household in order to manage that. When I had my store years ago, I had to close it because I didn't know how to manage it. So see, all these things that we're getting clear on, that we're building our belief system on, that we're making our picture goal sheet, if we take those steps, we are going to manifest something. Something is going to manifest out of that. But if you don't have a system in place to manage that, so if you get a brand new house, where are your file papers? Where are your file folders? Where are the deed to your house? Like, having that system in place. If it's more money that you want, are you studying about finances? Are you finding out about how to invest? Do you really know what the bank is doing with your money? Or if you could do a better job and invest it in other areas, what system do you need to create within your house in order so you, when you do manifest your dream, that you will be able to manage it? Because I'm telling you, it's going to come to pass. God does not show us something in our mind. He wouldn't show it to us if we couldn't have it. So trust and believe that it's coming. It's on its way if you are taking the steps to make it happen along with God. It's not just going to happen because we're praying about it, we fasting, we turning our plate down and we're just praying like, God, send it to me. God, faith without works is dead. We know that. You've got to take some action. But I'm telling you, it will manifest. It will manifest, and you need a system in order to manage it. If you don't, it will crumble, and it will fall, and it will fail, and you'll have to start all over again, which can be fun, because I had a lot of fun building it back up, but it was not fun in that moment. It kind of hurt, and it stung for a minute, for a couple minutes. It was like, ouch. Ooh, why didn't somebody tell me about this beforehand? Oh, ladies, I'm so full. It is actually 10:25. I'm proud of myself. I stayed within the 30 minutes. If there is anybody that has any questions, comments, or concerns, now is your time. We've got a couple more minutes or however long. If you guys want to ask me some questions, I'm here for you tonight, ladies. Does anybody have any questions, comments, or concern pertaining to tonight's teaching or anything?
This is Chloe.
Okay.
I just received an opportunity to renovate a house and turn it into my salon to whatever I want to for $300 a month, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. And I'm kind of fearful because I want to stop working my job, but I don't know if I should right now or not. But I'm just believing that the clientele will be an overflow. I have a fear, and I don't know how to get over that fear and just do it. I'm actually started to renovate as of this week. I've been going there every day, so I'm going to do it. But I'm worried about the business coming in, and should I, you know, write what I see in my future for that business?
What was the last thing you said? You said, should you write what you see for the future of the business?
Yes.
Absolutely. First of all, let me pick my mouth up. What?
Yes.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I have,
now, ladies on the line, I know Chloe. I've been corresponding with her, so I know a little bit about her story. And the fact that this is manifesting for her is amazing. This, Chloe, this is wow.
Yes, it is. And I have so many ideas. As soon as I was told that I could just take it and do whatever I wanted to do with it, I just had all kind of ideas and thoughts just started rushing into my mind. You know, I want to have a beauty school as well, and I know that I can do that in the future too. And, you know, just all kind of stuff, you know, inspiration and motivation and modeling and fashion shows and just all kind of stuff. It's like overwhelming. Mm. I don't know what to do first, you know.
So you have taken it?
I have taken it, yes.
And so, okay, so I heard one question, and I answered that. The answer is yes, absolutely. Write it out in present tense.
Right.
Write it out in present tense. Write it out exactly. This is something that is so powerful, and I learned this years ago. Whatever it is that you want, actually write it out in present tense as if it happened. So I just did this the other day. I just did this the other day for myself. So, yes, write it out present tense. Say, God, today was absolutely amazing. I had so many clients. They were so cheerful. They loved my space. The teachers that I hired, the faculty, they are all filled with your love and your kindness, and they handled all the clients, and everybody was happy. Absolutely. Write it out in present tense as if that is what happened to you that day. Absolutely.
Okay.
And so I heard you say about your job, you said you wanted to quit your job. Was that your other question? Should you quit your job to just focus on this?
Right. I'm not. I have other income coming in, but if I stop there, I don't know if it would be enough to support that and my household right now, which if I get the business, you know, it'll be more than enough. Is this until I actually get through renovating it? Should I keep working up until I actually open up?
Okay, I got the question. Okay, so listen to this. Ultimately, I cannot tell you what to do.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you what to do. I don't know the details of your situation, and even if I did know more details, I really couldn't tell you whether to quit your job. That is really something that you have to just meditate on that and roll it over and just trust. And let me say something about this fear thing, and we're afraid that it's not going to work out. Like, I understand that we get fearful. But let me tell you, fear is only given to us for one thing. Fear is only given to us to protect us. If we are walking down the street and we hear some brakes squeaking and we know that we turn around and say, oh, my God, this car is getting ready to hit me. Our body fills up with adrenaline. That is the only thing that fear is for, Lord, that fear is for, is to protect us. Now, we have just gone on and carried it into every area of our life. Oh, God, I'm scared to speak in front of people. I'm scared to go ask him a question. I'm scared to go to the grocery store. Like, that's not what fear is. Fear was not given to us for that. Fear is only there to protect us. And when you think about being afraid to move forward on something, you got to think about this. And Chloe, this is so near and dear to your heart, what I'm getting ready to say. We are not promised tomorrow.
Right.
We're just not. I literally drove past a graveyard today, and I just looked over at it, and I said, wow. Like, any minute, like, that's all, every woman on this call right now, that's all of our destination. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, not all of us have been to Food Lion, not all of us are going to Walmart, not all of us are going to Target, not all of us are going to Neiman Marcus, but we are all going to the grave. And how long are we going to sit using fear for the wrong thing and not moving? Like, really, Chloe, really, what if you open the business and it succeeds? Or what if you open it and it doesn't work out the way that you thought that it would? What would you do in that case? What would you do if you opened it up and it didn't work out the way that you wanted it to? What would you do?
I don't know. I'll probably just break down and just be miserable.
Okay, so initially, okay, break down and be miserable. I'll give you that, because when I had to close my store, I was upset for a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. But okay, so we know that misery doesn't last always. So what are you going to do after you get up from your misery?
I guess I'll have to research and keep trying again and correct the mistakes that I made.
There you go. How scary is that? How scary is that?
Just a matter of stepping out and doing it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Getting started.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to hog up everything. I'm sorry. Does anybody else have any questions?
Yes. Were you done?
Yes, ma'am, I'm done.
Okay. Is there anybody else that has any questions, comments, or concerns about tonight or about anything in general?
I do. Hey, Angel. Hi, ladies. I have a question. This is Otilia.
Okay.
Angel, I wanted to know, do you have a patent for anything that, you know, some of the things that you have? Did you go about getting a patent or?
Okay. I do not have a patent, but I do have my stuff copywritten. When I first started out, I told you I made the bookmarks, and I thought I needed a patent. A patent is for something if you invented it. So I thought when I made my bookmarks and started selling them in stores, I thought I had to get a patent on that, and I did not, because I didn't create the bookmark. I just made a different version of it. So
okay.
If you create something from scratch, you are the innovator, yes, you need a patent. But if it's not something that, if it's like a jewelry line or a soap line, that you get your name on it and you get all that stuff copywritten, that is not a patent.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else that has any questions, comments, or concern about tonight or about anything in general? Going once. Going twice. Nobody has any more questions, comments,
or concerns.
So
will we get a copy of this call?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you say we would get a copy of this call, or
Yes, I will send that out to, I will send that out. You know what? I actually wanted to be, hang on one second. Yes, I'm going to send that out. You will receive that within the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay? Who is that? Is that Chloe?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You'll get it within in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Any more questions, comments, or concerns, ladies?
I have a question about the call. You're going to be sending it out. So
yes.
How, I mean, how do we get it?
Are you on
do
my
I
email list?
Yes, I am on your email list.
Okay, you'll get it through your email.
Okay.
Yep, it'll be a link in there. You click it, you can download it, you can put it on your iPod, your iPhone, whatever, whatever, and listen to it. Yep. All right, ladies. Well, it's 10:36. We did good. We did good. Ladies, I am so excited. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for showing up for yourself, for showing up for the world, and just agreeing to step out of the boat. Like, really, like, I just think about this phone call tonight and just listening to YouTube videos. If you've met me through YouTube or been introduced to me through YouTube, know that I only attract women and men that have a call on their life. Those are the only people that watch my videos and that comment and that send me messages are people that have a call on their life. So celebrate yourself because you are uncommon. You are unique. You are gifted and you are talented. And if you have been playing small, there is no more time for that. There's no more time to play. Now is our time. Now is our time, more so than ever before. We just don't know what this government, just all this stuff. We just don't know what tomorrow holds. We know who holds tomorrow, but we don't know what tomorrow holds for us. So it is my prayer and it is my intention that you ladies go forth and be absolutely freaking amazing. I love you guys. I hope you guys join me again next Saturday. Yes, and stay tuned for my Monday morning motivation. And if we are not connected on Facebook, please connect with me on Facebook, on YouTube, or if you are not on my mailing list, you can do that at angelrichardson.com. And, guys, I will see you guys next week. I absolutely love you. Go be amazing. Good night.
Good night.